The president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan says the contribution of Canadian agriculture in helping reduce Canada's carbon footprint and without a carbon tax needs to be recognized. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The government of Saskatchewan has rejected a federal government ultimatum to the provinces to implement a carbon price or have one imposed, a position which is supported by Saskatchewan's umbrella farm organization. Todd Lewis, the president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, says the agriculture sector has been increasing its efficiencies with new technologies and new agronomic practices and is producing more pounds of protein, be it pork or beef, and more grains and oilseeds with a lower carbon footprint than ever before and without a carbon tax.
You know, farmers have always been driving efficiencies for lower fuel consumption, new agronomic practices, a lot of which have been invented right on the prairies and certainly within Saskatchewan, things like direct seeding and all that technology has been exported around the world. We've done a good job of lowering our carbon footprint and, you know, increasing fuel prices are going to make farmers burn less fuel. If we're going to grow a crop, we need to burn fuel. And if you put the price of it up, we're just going to increase our costs. It's not going to, you know, make us burn less fuel just because we already are burning as little as we possibly can. It's there's low margins in agriculture, and we don't, you know, burn fuel without good reason. You know, certainly with an economy like Saskatchewan where we're export oriented, you know, we're all our commodities are at the world market, and there's no real way to, you know, pass on to our customers carbon pricing. It'll be taken off the bottom of the line of our producers, and we've seen that as a major flaw with the carbon tax, and make, you know, a competitive issue that will be less competitive in the world market.
Lewis says the world wants what Canada produces, but we need to supply it in a competitive fashion. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.